You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Idaho's growing Latino population has a rich culture of arts and history. In honor of that culture, the Idaho State Museum is hosting a series of virtual events, all in Spanish. The series, called Nuestras Voces, began during the COVID-19 pandemic as a way to connect Spanish-speaking Idahoans with the history of our state. This Thursday at 6 o'clock, the organizers of this series are putting on a new event all about dance. Joining us now to tell us more are event organizers Maria Ortega and Ceci Richardson Salvador. Welcome to Idaho Matters to you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's so exciting.
Yay. It's lovely to hear both of your voices. Well, Ceci, the name of this program, Nuestras Voces, and I probably am butchering the pronunciation, but it translates to our voices in English. Where did you and your colleagues at the museum come up with the idea for this program?
Well, we were sitting together and throwing names out and see what it will be catchy, what will be as well related to what really is the program. And like you mentioned in the beginning, you did an awesome introduction about what it is. We are trying to create a platform for the Latino voices, for people that maybe, you know, you might not know what they're up to, what they're doing, because it isn't within, you know, the Idaho community. So we started toasting some names and Nuestras Voces came across and we all liked it and we decided that that's how it's going to go. So it's Nuestras Voces.
And Maria, I'd love to ask you what, you know, we'll talk about this week's event in just a moment, but first tell us what topics you've covered in previous events so far.
Okay, so the first topic we went with is stories that shape us, which in Spanish is Historia que nos transforman. And our second program was platos tradicionales, which is traditional dishes from different countries. We had three ladies from Ecuador, Argentina and Peru, right? No, El Salvador.
El Salvador and Argentina.
And we learned these amazing three dishes, so it was super fun.
Oh, wow. Was that maybe around the holidays, the one about food?
No, actually, that was going to be in December, but because of the pandemic and stuff like that, it got kind of difficult. So we had to do it in January. And so... Yeah.
Well, what was the reception like? How are these events working as far as they're obviously virtual? Are you happy with the attendance that you've seen so far, Maria?
Yes, actually, we'll be well received. People, it's loving the program. We have a lot of good feedbacks, and especially when we come to introduce like different dishes, traditional dishes from all over this, you know, Latin America, and people get very excited about it, that you'll be able to learn about these dishes. And a lot of people they know, is they feel very proud of the dishes are being, you know, told. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. And Ceci, you know, so much of American history and Idaho history even, you know, has been told through a white perspective. Why is it important for Idahoans to include histories and culture from our Latino and Hispanic community?
Well, that goes in the lines of the name of our show is Nuestras Voces. Our stories have to be told by us. We are the people that is living the experiences. So I think actually is becoming more of a trend in mainstream that if we're talking about Latin history or Afro-American history, it needs to be told, or a Native American history, it needs to be told by those people.
Right.
And that is the importance of being accurate of how the story is being told.
Right, this lived history. Who should be telling that? The people who are living it. This for either of you, maybe Ceci, why is it important that these events are done entirely in Spanish?
Because we want to service the Spanish-speaking community. If you look around, I don't think there is a lot of just Spanish programs. So so our museum is, for a long time, is hosted the Día de los Muertos event, which is in November.
Right.
And that has been so well received that inspired us to think, oh, well, maybe we should do more with the Latin community. Yeah. And engage more of the community itself. How we can do this?
Yeah,
right.
And
not
that's
just
exactly how the program was inspired by, based on how well Día de los Muertos was received. That the museum has been hosting it for a lot of years now.
Right, and not just on one day. Sorry, Maria, not just one day to celebrate and highlight, but to think about this over the months, over the days, over the weeks.
Correct.
And Maria, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think also to be able to speak Spanish, and it's also adding more authenticity to the program. You know what I mean? When
right.
we say it in Spanish, so it's those people that don't speak well English, they're no, how do we say, they're no, I mean, they're all added.
They feel included.
Yes, they feel included. So.
Right.
That's one of the main reasons that also the people who wants to learn about the culture and also practice the Spanish, this is perfect for them as well.
Right. So someone who is not a native Spanish speaker can still participate. And,
oh, yeah.
And yes.
Oh, yeah. It's for Spanish speaking people, people that is learning Spanish.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, obviously it's inspired by our community, and the topics that we're going to be presenting are related intimately with the Latino community, food, dance, whatever lighthearted story that we can come up
right,
with.
Right, right. And Ceci, I just have about a minute left, so I just love for you to, and we'll link to the registration for folks who might want to participate, but tell us just quickly, it'll be about dance, flamenco dancing, what other dance will be highlighted at Thursday's event at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, Maria will be telling you that because she's going to
okay.
be moderating.
So we also have a very cool group that calls La Comparsa Zapatista. So it's a very traditional dance in Mexico. So our next panelist, it's going to be Ana Maria Chantel, and she have a beautiful program called Stay in School Quinceañeras. So I don't know if you're familiar with the word quinceañeras.
Right.
Like you dance da ballet in the ceremony when you become a 15.
Right.
So these kids, they stay in school and they learn how to dance the ballet quinceañera dance. So
so that'll be part of it. And I'm so sorry to cut you off, but we are about out of time. But I just want to say thank you so much, Maria Ortega and Ceci Richardson Salvador. They are two organizers of a new program called Nuestras Voces. We will link to it. There is an event this Thursday. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Thanks for being here.